It was a packed meeting inside the Adams 12 five-star administration building in Thornton. Early on, public comment was largely divided between a recent investigation into the district's accounting practices and comments from Colorado Virtual Academy parents and students, like high schooler Sarah Fanning.
COVID means the world to me. It's been my new school for 5 years, and it's been perfect for me. I hope that you take this decision seriously. COVID doesn't work for everyone.
And that's exactly what the virtual school's authorizer has been scrutinizing in recent months. During a January meeting, the Adams 12 five-star charter liaison recommended not renewing the virtual school's multi-year charter, citing academic performance, board governance, and other issues. But the proposal of a one-year conditional extension for the school's charter was an easier pill to swallow. Vice President Norman Jennings.
I like the resolution. It's tight and it's specific. Gives you the chance you need to turn the ship around.
The agreement stipulates that Adams 12 five-star will not authorize a charter after the summer of 2014, but it gives COVA time to improve its academic performance as well as find a new authorizer. Now the real work begins for COVA. Board Treasurer Randy DeHoff is positive about what lies ahead.
We've got our work cut out for us too, but we know that and we're confident we can get there.
While it wasn't a multi-year agreement, the unanimously approved resolution to keep COVA operating pleased Venetia Bradley, who drove up from Colorado Springs to attend the meeting with her husband Tim and son Gabriel.
This is going to give us another year for that growth and seeing our child development in his strengths that he has. COVA stands behind us and we stand behind them because the staff there is really great.
COVA and Adams 12 five-star have until next Friday to ink their agreement. It expires in June of 2014. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.